Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. Today's episode, we're going to go deep. We're talking about the subtle, sneaky, silent confidence killers. The ones you don't even know or realize that you're carrying. Not the ones that yell, but the ones that whisper. Don't be too much. Wait until it's perfect. Maybe they won't like you if you say that. And if you've ever asked yourself, why don't I feel confident yet, even though I'm doing all the work? This episode is for you, my girl. So grab your coffee, light a candle, or take me on a walk with you. Let's peel back the layers and start remembering who you really are. So let's get this out of the way right now. What confidence really is and isn't. Confidence isn't about being loud. It's not about being the center of attention. It's not even about always knowing what to say. Confidence is self-trust. It's walking into a room and knowing, I don't have to prove a thing. It's speaking with love even when your voice shakes. It's looking in the mirror, not looking for flaws, but for evidence that you've already survived so much and still showed up. But here's what's hard. Most of us weren't taught to trust ourselves. We were taught to get it right, please everyone, minimize our needs, wait for permission. And those habits, they turn into quiet, unconscious stories we carry into our adult lives. Let's break them down. These confidence killers don't always scream, but they silence you. One, over-apologizing. You say sorry like it's a default setting. I do this a lot and am still working on this to this day. Even when you didn't do anything wrong, even when all you did was exist. So try this instead. Say, thank you for your patience, or let me clarify, or here's what I meant. Every time you apologize unnecessarily, you chip away at your own voice. And girl, your voice is so sacred. Two, chronic comparison. You scroll, you shrink, you see someone glowing, and instead of being inspired, you feel inadequate. You think, she's further ahead than me. She has it all together. Why can't I be like that? But confidence doesn't grow in comparison. It grows in celebration. Here's a tangible shift. Start a proof of progress journal. Every day, write one thing you're proud of. Your growth might be quieter, but it's still powerful. I have journals that I've gone back and looked at, and it has truly shown me my growth that I didn't necessarily see during the period I was growing. So start a proof of progress journal, because I promise you, it will show you a lot of things. Number three, dismissing compliments. You get a compliment and you deflect it. Oh, this outfit, it was cheap. No, I just got lucky. I'm not that good. Why do we water ourselves down like this? I do this constantly. Instead of taking the compliment, I say, oh, I'm nothing special, or something of that sort. So we're going to try this. Look them in the eye and say, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate it. Confidence begins in receiving love, praise, and support. Four, perfectionism in disguise. you procrastinate because you're waiting for the perfect time, the perfect mood, the perfect plan. But the truth, confidence doesn't come from perfection. It comes from participation. Here's another tangible tip. Use the messy action method. Set a 15-minute timer and just start. Send the pitch. Record the voice note. Write the caption. Do it messy. Do it imperfect. But just do it. Number 5, negative self-talk loops. The voice in your head says, you'll mess this up. You're not ready. Who do you think you are? But what if the voice in your head became your hype woman instead of your critic? Here's a daily practice. Do mirror talk. Stand in front of your mirror and say, I am proud of the woman I'm becoming. Or, I am not perfect, but I am powerful. Or, I don't need fixing, I need unfolding. Hey love, real quick, if you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Now that we named the blocks, let's talk about the healing. How to reclaim your confidence from the inside out. 1, start with awareness. You can't change what you won't name. Awareness gives you back your power. Every time you catch yourself apologizing, overthinking, or shrinking, pause. Then gently ask, is this really who I want to be today? 2, speak to yourself like a best friend. You wouldn't tell your bestie she's not good enough. So why say it to yourself? Write 3 affirmations and post them where you'll see them daily. I have some on my bathroom mirror. I have one on my vanity mirror, and I have one at my computer desk. They all 3 say different things. My bathroom mirror says, P.S., you've got this. And I go to that mirror so many times when I just need the reminder, when life gets tough, that I've got this. My vanity mirror says her vibe is pretty. And then my computer desk says God is good. So let them interrupt your doubt and become your new truths. Put them around your house where you'll see them most often. 3, celebrate the tiny wins. Confidence builds through repetition, through movement. Celebrate that you hit the send button, the boundary you set, the outfit you wore, even though it felt bold. Keep a glow-up log and track your inner wins, not just the visible ones. Celebrating the tiny wins are huge, and I promise they will help boost your confidence and help boost how you feel about yourself so much. So celebrate those tiny things because, girl, they are still wins. 4, embody her now. Confidence isn't something you wait to feel. It's something you practice. Ask yourself daily, how would the most confident version of me show up today? Then do one thing she would do. Wear the red lipstick. Say that hard truth. Walk taller, smile more, speak less, but say more. She's not out there. She's already inside of you, waiting for space to rise. And girlfriend, let me remind you, it is okay to take up space. You should be taking up space. Here's what I want you to remember today. You weren't born doubting yourself. That was learned through years of playing small, people-pleasing, and trying to be acceptable. But now, you get to unlearn it. You get to rebuild trust with yourself. You get to walk into rooms without shrinking because you belong there. And on the days when you still feel nervous or unsure, confidence doesn't mean never doubting. Confidence means I feel the fear and I still show up. You're not faking it. You're becoming her for real this time. If this episode gave you a mirror, a moment, or a mindset shift, share it with the sister who needs to hear it. Screenshot it, tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective, and tell me, which silent confidence killer are you letting go of first? You can even DM it to me if you don't want it public. And don't forget to download the Glow Up Guide Starter Kit I made just for you, with journal prompts, daily rituals, and affirmations to help you stop doubting and start rising. It's down in the show notes if you want it, and it's completely free. Until next time, love, show up like the woman you're becoming, because she's already inside of you. You just need to keep choosing her. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.